Oftentimes when preparing a homily, I like to look for common themes and try to present them in a way to inspire and uplift you, because I want every single one of you to be on fire Catholics. Oh yeah. However, sometimes the church gives us scripture passages that are meant to teach us or instruct us, and this week's readings do just that. They're a bit fragmented, and so we need to know the context or the rest of the story. So I'll try and fill in some things that may help you. So let us break open these passages together and see what God has in store for us. Are you ready? Here we go. In our first reading from the book of Job, and the book of Job is part of the wisdom scriptures. It is full of God's divine wisdom and words, and it is considered a literary masterpiece. When I was in high school, we were required to take English literature for 4 years. It was one of the required courses. You had to take it. And during those 4 years, we read Shakespeare, we read Dante, we read Plato, and one of our requirements was to read the book of Job. Now, let me give you a brief recap of the story, and I can't really do it justice here, but I'll give you some highlights. Job was a righteous man who had acquired great wealth and fame in his life. Through a series of conversations, God allows Satan to try to get Job to curse God and fall away from him. Satan causes all kinds of calamities in his life. Job loses his fortune, his family, his fame, and even gets covered in boils and skin infections, making him appear ugly. Job's friends think that he must have sinned against God. He had to do something, otherwise why would his life be so uprooted and destroyed? They encourage him to ultimately question God. And this is where our passage picks up today. It is just about the end of the book. It's chapter 38. And the Lord enters into dialogue with Job and asks him a series of questions regarding creation to try to get him to understand the glory and the infinite majesty of the divine wisdom in all things. Did you ever see the divine wisdom in a leaf of grass or in a beautiful sunset or in a beautiful walk by a river? Powerful. The Lord God asks Job, "Where were you when I rolled out the heavens and the galaxies? Where were you when I formed the mountains and the hills? And as this passage says, where were you when I set all the oceans in motion and said to them, 'This far and no further'? Where were you?" Our Lord is trying to show Job that God's ways are not our ways. His wisdom is far above us. Sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, "Hey, Deacon Bob, why do bad things happen to good people?" And that's really one of the themes in the book of Job. And I try to tell them it's the way God explains it to me. Imagine a jigsaw puzzle. And before you are 5 or 6 pieces, and every day they change. Sometimes the pieces fit together, not a problem. But once in a while, we get a piece and we're like, "How could this happen? God, how could you let this happen? How is this possibly going to fit into my life? Everything has changed." But as time goes by, you learn that the pieces fit together. And this had to happen so that this could happen, so that this could happen, so that this could happen, to bring you to who you are right now, to bring you to where you are right now, in the middle of June, listening to some crazy deacon talk about the book of Job. Here you are. Here you are. In our second reading, St. Paul reminds us that Christ died for all of us. And once we believe and have faith in Christ, then we become a new creation. And it's true. like the puzzle pieces that fit together. God has the box, and by virtue of your baptism and the sacraments, you are a new creation. Even science tells us that we change daily. You know, the skin cells and all that, and new blood, everything. We're not the same. We're always growing and changing to be more and more like Him. Each day, we change. You may have setbacks. We all have setbacks. Sometimes we go forward, and sometimes we get steered in different directions, but we want to keep moving forward until we reign with Christ in heaven. Don't lose hope. Trust in Jesus. And now we come to the gospel. Oh, this is a great gospel. Here we have the story of the boat in the storm. And Jesus says to the disciples, "Let's cross to the other side." Now I want you to visualize the passage. The disciples and Jesus are in a boat. There are other boats that are heading out there too. They're trying to cross to the other side. And all of a sudden, the waves start to get rough. It gets a little choppy out there. And then the sun is starting to go down. The boat's starting to get tossed around. The waves are getting higher. The winds are starting to blow. And soon the waves are crashing over the side. The boat is tipping. People are yelling and shouting and probably screaming, "Help, help, save us." And Jesus is asleep on a cushion. He's probably getting wet because the boat's taking on water. And they say to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And Jesus wakes up. He rebukes the wind and tells the sea, "Quiet, be still." Then he asks them, "Do you not yet have faith?" In other words, do you trust in me? As his divinity quiets the storm and the winds, the disciples are filled with awe and wonder at Jesus and his divinity. They're still wondering, who is this guy? Who is he? In our own lives, storms will arise. Some are small, some are not. The winds can blow the ship of our souls all over the place. Waves may crash against us, and we may feel as if we're about to sink. And we might cry out like the disciples do, "Jesus, do you even care about me?" Jesus responds, "I care so much. I died for you. Can you not turn to me and trust that I love you?" You know, we're all so tough and old and grown up. Can we listen to the words Jesus says, "I love you"? This passage is from Mark chapter 4, and I want to give you some homework. I haven't done this in a while, but I want to give you some homework. I want you to read the passage at home, Mark chapter 4, and pray with it, and then let me know what God has shown you. So this week, let us gaze at creation with new eyes. Let us recognize God's glory, maybe in that small blade of grass. Let us realize that we are a new creation in Christ every day, and He lives in us. And finally, let us turn the storms, waves in our lives over to Him. All the depression, anxiety, fears, pains, hurts, judgments, wounds, whatever, turn it over to Him and He will quiet the storm. Do you have the faith to turn to our Lord and truly say, "Jesus, I trust in you. Lead us home to the other side"?